Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Tennessee. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Brooke Goff, with the Battles Group at Keller Williams Realty. Welcome, Brooke. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're glad to have you.
Yes.
We've met here today to learn a little bit more about Brooke and the Battles Group. And, of course, everybody knows Keller Williams. And so we want to learn a little bit more about you and your group. And so let's dive in. You tell us about your business.
All right. Well, like Scott said, I'm a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. I work alongside Amanda Battles with the Battles Group. That's our team name. Fortunately, Amanda and I, we're basically partners. It's just her and I. We've been working together for almost a year and a half. Amanda has been in real estate for over 10 years. And I just got into real estate about 3 years ago. But we make a great team. We work really well together. We have the same work ethic, same passions, same ambition. She's awesome to work with. And she'll tell you the same thing about me. She'll be like, oh, Brooke's great. Like, I love Brooke. So we work so well together. But yeah, that's the Battles Group.
Okay. Well, tell our listeners about your journey. You know, you said you got into business about 3 years ago. How did that come about?
Well, I have always loved helping people and feeling like I'm making a difference. And since I was a little girl, I don't know, I always had this interest in real estate. Like we'd be at Home Depot and they would have like the house plan books and stuff like that. And I would always like beg my mom if I could buy one. I'd be like, Mom, please let me have this one just so I could look at the house plans. And then I think back then when I was, I'm 29 years old. So back when I was a kid, they would do all of the listings and stuff on magazines. So there'd be like the Century 21 magazine with all the houses for sale or, you know, and I'd beg my mom, you know, for me to have one of those too, just so I could look at the houses that were for sale. I was so intrigued with real estate when I was little. But however, you know, at first I did take a different route. I went into the medical field for about 8 years, spent 8 years in the medical field, started out in the nursing home, taking care of the elderly, and then just kind of worked my way up into the hospital. And right before I left, I was prepping people for surgery and doing stuff like that. And I loved it. One day I just woke up and decided that I was ready to pursue that real estate career that I had created in my mind when I was a little girl. So I went to real estate school, took the real estate exams, I fell in love with what all Keller Williams had to offer. And so I started my business and then I met Amanda shortly after.
That's a great journey.
Yeah.
I like when you said you enjoy helping people.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing. When you're looking for a house, you need help. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Oh, can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions maybe that people might hear about what you do?
Yeah, one of the biggest misconceptions that I hear, and Amanda, she hears it a lot too, a lot of people mistake our profession as easy. You know, we hear all the time about how easy it must be to help someone purchase a home or to help someone sell their home. You know, which in fact, it's not true. There's so much that a realtor does behind the scenes with each transaction and, you know, all the different people and all the legalities that are involved. You know, as a realtor, you know, we're working with the mortgage lender, the appraiser, the home inspector, the title company. I mean, we certainly juggle a lot more than what people can imagine and what they realize. So.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean. I've got some friends in real estate, a cousin actually. Uh-huh. I know it's a lot of work. A whole lot
yes.
of work.
Yes. Yes. Long nights. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you personally for a minute, Brooke. When you're not involved in the business, and I say that laughingly because I don't think a realtor's ever off work, are they?
No.
But when you're not working, what are you doing for fun?
Well, for fun, I love to travel. I mean, you know, like you said, we never really have time off as realtors. We're always working. So even while I'm traveling, I've got my laptop, I've got my phone, you know, I'm juggling and doing what I can while I'm traveling and on vacation. But I'm always ready to book the next trip and visit somewhere new.
What's the favorite place you visited so far?
I would say the Virgin Islands. I got to go to the Virgin Islands last summer and I absolutely loved it. It was beautiful. And then this year I'm going to Turks and Caicos.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually been on my bucket list. So I'm so ready to go. I'm definitely a ocean and beach type of girl. It don't take much to please me if I'm on the beach. So, and another thing that, besides traveling, another thing that I enjoy doing is, I love spending time with my two dogs. I've got two dogs. One's he's a cattle dog, and the other one is a Husky German Shepherd. Their names are Saban and Bear. So if you're a football fanatic, we get the gist that, you know, I'm an Alabama fan.
Uh-oh.
So, but yes, I love spending time with them. I love being outside with them. They keep me busy and keep me on my toes. So
I'm a Alabama born and raised boy. So I know about the Tide. That's for
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
I've got a boxer. He's my big boy. So I know what you mean. I love my boy too. So
yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. kind of getting a little bit more personal now. Can you describe one hardship or life challenge maybe that you rose above and can now say, you know, because of that challenge you're better or maybe stronger for it?
Yeah. A life challenge that comes to my mind is my struggle with anxiety. Growing up, I always had a hard time with that. I've always seemed extremely shy, quiet, just to myself. Which, of course, being in real estate, you can't be any of those things. So what I have taught myself and learned over the last few years, you know, in order for me to overcome that is the best place to find growth is to stay out of your comfort zone. The more uncomfortable you can make yourself, the more you can thrive and grow like into the person you want to be and were meant to be, and to grow out of those things that hold you back. So,
yeah. Wow. That's very well put.
Yes.
Very well put. Yeah. What is one thing that you wish your listeners knew about your business?
One thing I wish people knew about our business is we do try to stand out amongst others in this competitive industry. We're always going above and beyond for our clients. We even sometimes find ourselves putting our clients' needs above ours. selling a home, you know, purchasing a home, you know, it can be a stressful process. But Amanda and I are so passionate in what we do. We love providing our clients with the best customer service to ensure the process isn't stressful for them.
Well, that's a lack of stress in anything we do in life's a plus, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. <Yeah. laughs>
Tell us how the listeners can contact y'all if they would like to reach out to you and talk to you, learn more about what you do. What's the different ways that you have of contact?
To learn more about the Battles Group, we have an awesome website that goes over, you know, the buying process, the selling process. We have a section that kind of introduces Amanda and I and where we both come from and who we are. But yeah, the website is definitely something I would recommend checking out. And then we also have a Facebook page that's mostly, I mean, it's mostly our number one platform.
Okay. Is it also the Battles Group?
Yes, it's also called the Battles Group.
Okay. And what about your, is there a phone number that people can reach out to y'all?
Yes. The perfect phone number would be 423-443-6472.
Okay. 443-6472.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's been my pleasure to get to know you today.
Yeah.
Brooke, are any last thoughts you'd like to share with anything about anything?
No, I think that was it. I think that covered everything.
All right. Well, it's been our pleasure to meet you. Glad you stopped by for a visit.
Uh-huh.
And to all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting Brooke and learning more about the Battles Group and Keller Williams, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all that they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the services that they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in the Cleveland and greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.
Okay, so how did that feel?
I hope I did okay. It was good. I hope I did okay.
Oh, yeah, you did awesome. You did awesome, yeah. Everything sounded great.
Good.
So this is what happens next. In the next 2 or 3 days, we'll be editing the video.
Okay.
We'll send you a copy.
Okay.
So whatever email we have for y'all, we'll send y'all a copy over.
Okay.
And we're going to ask for a few items, like your logo, a headshot, if y'all got like a picture together or something.
Perfect.
You know,
yeah.
A little short bio we can put with it.
Okay.
Once we get that, we'll put the episode on our Good Neighbor website, Good Neighbor Podcast website,
yeah.
Our social media following, and then we'll put it on all the major podcast platforms like Apple, iTunes, and Spotify, and I think it's about 14, 15 all together.
Okay.
And then we're also going to send y'all some custom graphics so you can use it on your website or social media if you want to.
Okay. Yeah. So, thank you.
So I got two quick questions before we go.
Okay.
One is, we always ask for businesses that we interview to nominate other businesses for the same Good Neighbor Podcast. So who would cross your mind when I ask that, whether they're customers of yours or whether you are their customer?
I have the perfect person in mind.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to